Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Good morning from Italy. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and welcome to the Joy of Business radio show. And today we have got two Joy Business facilitators changing the world and go beyond definition of business. We've got me, Rachel O'Brien, and we've got Eva Farjan. Eva!
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me? Yes?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, gladly. What do you want to know about myself?
Well, just tell listeners a little bit about you and how you became a Joy Business facilitator, and what is it that you know can create change for anyone. So for someone listening, we're giving them tools that allow them to have something different in their lives. That's really what this show is all about. And you, I know you really well, and you function from the topic of our show today is called The Power of Question in Business. So What is it that you can talk to people about that would allow them to have more ease with the creation of their businesses? And even if they haven't a business, maybe starting a business.
Yeah. So you mentioned today's topic is the power of question. That's why I ask you, what do you want to know about me? Yeah, because otherwise I can speak about me. So, and yeah, now you ask more about what I'm doing in business and how can I support businesses. And yeah, what I'm doing, I'm just by profession, I'm a psychologist, and I'm working with businesses for 16 years as a business trainer and coach, and discovering all the time more and more and more, and how can I find easier, lighter ways to show people the ways towards more happier work, more easier work, and more successful work. Yeah?
I really love that, you know. I really love one of the main things that I have in my life is I worked in corporate for a few years, and a lot of us in corporate, we didn't have that sense of happiness in our work and the sense of respect. And that is a huge dynamic change in the workplace if people can actually be supported in the workplace. You know, people empowering people, so that the workplace can be a platform for the business to grow and expand, and people's capacities, you know, with creation, with everyone in a company, from the person, you know, from the person doing the finances to the person, whatever area, there's so many parts to business. So I'm so grateful that you talked about empowering people to actually be happy in the workplace, because my point of view is everyone deserves to be happy in the workplace, and everyone deserves to be respected in the workplace. And you know, guys, unfortunately that is not that's not what's available in all workplaces and spaces throughout our world. Would you like to say something on that, Eva?
Yeah. Many times when I work with businesses, I see people, especially if I don't work with management team, also with management team, but especially when I don't work with management team, with other people, with other employees that seem like powerless. They're saying, yeah, I would like, I know I desire to be happy here. I desire to have a nice place, but my boss is such and such, and he's not allowing me this. But my workplace is such and such, and my coworkers are such, or our customers are such that I truly cannot be happy here, or it really makes me mad. Or maybe so many times people say like just they are powerless in the workplace. Yeah. And then many times I see this is just this situation is such I cannot be. This situation is such I cannot be. This situation is such I cannot be. And then we begin with questions. But what this situation is, what it is, yeah? The situation is such what it is. But you can ask a question. What can I do here to make some change? What can I do here to make my job more exciting? For example, someone says, this job is so boring. I have to do this and this and this all the time, every day, the same thing. And yeah, you know, my job is such and such and such. Yeah. And until you are just in this answer, just in conclusion, my job is boring. Your job is truly boring. Yeah. But when you ask yourself, what can I do here to make my job more exciting? Yeah. What can I do here to enjoy Absolutely. In this job? What can I do to enjoy in this workplace? Who can I be? What can I be? What small step can I do to make this situation work better for me? Yeah. So when you begin to ask the questions, your awareness gets bigger, and you get some ideas, you get information, you get some awareness, what can I do? Yeah? So that's the power of the question. If you're asking, and not searching for automatic response or automatic reply answer. Yeah? If you just ask, what can I do or be here to make this situation easier, happier for me, and wait, you can get some information, what can I do? You can get awareness, what can I do? And just with the question, you begin to create something different. Maybe just something will change, just as something that you didn't expect to change. That's the power of question. But we are not, in our society, we are not learned to live like this, to ask ourselves like this. Yeah, we are learned more to... to go into a conclusion. We are learned that if there is some question, we are learned that we are just searching for some exact correct answer, yeah? Instead of asking questions that will open us to something new, to something better, bigger for us.
It's so amazing. I love listening to you know talking about this. You know, we talk about enjoy business and we talk about a conclusion and we talk yeah. about a conclusion is one of the ways to destroy your future. And Simone Melasse, the creator, accessjoybusiness.com, guys, if you want to check out the website. Simone, the creator, talked about the moment that you go into conclusion, you destroy all future possibilities. And when we say a possibility, mm-hmm. it means something different to what currently is in place. Now, if you go to that place of conclusion with Eva, which Eva just talked about, you're actually disempowering yourself to have something greater than what currently exists, you know? So yeah. when you start to ask these questions, something greater can show up. And all businesses that are innovative and on the creative edge have been created from something that didn't already exist. So we're not talking here about something that amazing business people are, you know, what they've created already. It's the people that have created businesses that go beyond what is in place already are the ones like Apple, you know, Facebook. They're the innovative technology and innovative companies, Airbnb, where they have what they put in place did not exist until they actually started to ask a question. So mm-hmm. what we would really like you guys to know in this 10 seconds is that you, when you ask a question, just like Airbnb, when the guy went up to his loft and friends were looking to come to stay, there was no one, there was no place to stay for friends in San Francisco. So they opened up their loft and they said, hey, we could actually make a business out of this. So they asked a question. So would you actually be willing to ask a question so that you can change the situation? And another piece on this, folks, when you're not willing to actually ask a question, you're not willing for it to be greater. And this for me is such a cool awareness. And Eva talked about it, where again, we're not trained, we're not invited really to ask a question so that the situation can change. And that's what Dai Business is all about. It's about the power of question in business. And we have so much fun in our businesses, all of us here, when we actually choose to live, you know, as the question in our lives. Eva?
Yeah?
So, I would, yeah.
Yeah? Is it time for break now?
No, we're still on live.
Oh, sorry.
We have another
okay.
We go to break.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, just asking question. I see the question like a flashlight, you know? We are in just a small zone that we have enlightened, yeah? And when we want to go to some different places that we still don't see, when we want to go to some areas that we still didn't discover, we go with questions, with flashlight into the darkness, and we are asking. And if we are asking for some bigger picture, for something bigger, we are like going with flashlight to discover the bigger area, the area around, yeah? And it's very important what kind of questions we are asking ourselves. Yeah. So if we ask ourselves questions that are leading towards the thing that we really want, it opens us the world that is what we really want. So if we ask, for example, what can I do or be here to make this workplace much happier and easier for me? Or what can I do or be here to make this situation work completely different and better? Yeah, we are going into direction that works better, easier, more successful. If we ask, how could I do something so stupid? Where are you focusing your flashlight to? You're focusing to the place that you really don't want to go, yeah? So it's very important. What
totally.
Kind of questions do we ask, yeah? Because the questions that we ask open us to the possibilities we have, yeah?
So we will see you after break. We're taking our first break now. See you in a while.
Okay, see you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, Rachel? Rachel? Oh, it looks like I lost Rachel.
Hello and welcome back.
Yeah, hello Rachel.
Sorry about that. Hey, okay. How's it doing? Welcome back to Access Joy of Business All Times Radio Show. Sorry guys, I'm in Italy and sometimes the internet can be a little bit finicky. So you're here today with with myself and is it Eva or Ava? Which is it?
Eva.
Eva Ferrian and Rachel O'Brien. And we are talking to you about Access Joy of business done different. And the topic today for the power is the power of question. I just wanted to tell you guys that are listening, pop on over to the website accessjoybusiness.com. Over there, we're particularly talking about corporate today. That's Eva's specialty area. And to pop on over and you see their program, Stress Reduction in the Workplace, Sales in the Workplace, Business Done Different. So tools that actually empower people in the workplace. And there are facilitators all over the world. Eva is in Slovenia. I'm Ireland and everywhere. We're all everywhere. So America, we're in every continent. So come check us out and you can sign up for some classes and there's also some free tools over there. So just before we went to break, Eva, I was just looking at, you know, this is a radio show is something different that you chose to do. And I was sitting here having gratitude for how you're always willing to step up and grow. And even though it's not always comfortable. So can you talk about that? We're talking about the power of the question. Sometimes when we're looking to grow businesses, change businesses, be more present in the world, bring what we know to the world, it's not always comfortable. And I was sitting here on the break having gratitude for you, Eva, for the fact that you didn't know how the, you know, the seminar worked. You know, we have certain break times, which we didn't get right.
Yes, yeah. it's like my first time recording for this On Times Radio and I didn't know how to connect everything. And I got some times when there was break, but this time that I see here is not the right one. And so, it happens. Some mistakes happen like this, And this is also the point where I can go into the question, And it's there. This is the point. That's really crucial point. If what I ask myself, so I could go into this that I set in the middle. That is it not a break? Yeah, because I thought I could go into question. How could I say something so stupid? How could I do something so that so terrible? Yeah, and it will put me just down. I will feel smaller and smaller and I will be bad. I will blame myself and so, That's one choice.
And that's
the other
all.
Choice,
What's right about this?
What can I do now? Yeah? What can I do now? Really such point like this, for example, my mistake for break. I could go down and make myself smaller, blame myself, judge myself, go into judgment with this question, how could I do something so stupid, yeah? Or I can go, yeah, what's right yeah. about this? What can we do with this? What can I ask myself now in this situation? What? How can we use this situation or for something greater to show up, yeah? For example, now just this thing is the topic that I can share with all others. Because if I went into the, so what can, how can I do, the, how could I do something like this, yeah? It would just close. It would close me. It would close me towards you. You will get it, you would gain nothing. I would gain nothing. So it's just putting everything smaller and closing, yeah? And so now if so I ask myself, how can we use this into advantage of all? Yeah, here is the situation. Using this into advantage for all, yeah? So what can you learn? What can all of you learn from this situation? So use every situation you can use to make yourself smaller, or every situation you can use to give you more of you, more of excitement, more of possibilities, and more for all, yeah? So, and yeah. That's the question. What question are you asking yourself in situations? In any situation, yeah? Because any situation that happens is just situation, yeah? And what's your response to this situation is what makes your world, yeah? What's the response in the situation? The response is this question you're asking yourself. And those questions are usually silent questions inside you, in your head. You're not even talking those, you're not saying those questions out loud. Yeah? You're just silently asking yourself in your head. And usually you're even not aware of the questions you're setting yourself. And so now when we discuss this, can you be next time when something happens, just can you be just present and ask yourself, what question am I asking myself now? Is it opening my world and making my world bigger or smaller? Yeah, Rachel, sorry. Yeah.
No, I mean, what you're talking about there, like what we do is, like, we're talking about going beyond general business. Most businesses run on judgment and result in our world at the moment, and it's not working, folks. It's not working, and it's obviously not working. So what Eva is talking about is using the power of the question to change any situation. And one of the things for me, I'm a cute little Irish perfectionist, and I like everything to be done well. But that actually didn't contribute to me, and it didn't add to things being instituted in business. It was actually a delay system. So what I have to look at is, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be right. And so many people don't even start a business because they have the point of view that it has to be perfect and right before they start. Whereas the joy of business, one of the mantras for joy of business is, what if you could never fail? And for me, It's phenomenal to be able to be here and have this level of presence, even when things require to change. If you're going to do business, be business, then you've got to be willing to change anything on the drop of a hat. If something's not working, okay, how can we change this? What can we be and do different here? What action can we take to make the future that we truly desire with this business? What future would each of us like to see, like to be with the earth, with the business, with the planet, with our relationship? You know, and this, I speak fast when I start to ask questions, because I get so happy that we don't have to go into what you said, separation of you did this wrong and I'm right and you're wrong and blah blah blah, that we're actually the space of, oh my goodness me, today you stepped up into something that you didn't know how it was going to work. You were willing to not be perfect, not be right. You're willing to step up and learn. And if we look at our history, Einstein, if we look at like Thomas Edison, if we look at anyone that created something greater, they didn't ever give up, never give up, never give in, never quit. We're all going to be uncomfortable sometimes when we're learning, particularly new systems are, let's say if you don't like to speak to people and you now start to do public speaking, we're all continuously learning new skills and new abilities, and the bravery that it takes to actually step into the uncomfortable and look at the future. That is the place where, and not make yourself wrong, and one of the tools we ask is, what if your wrongness is a strongness in business, okay? That, for me, is actually the essence of what, that's how come I'm here with you today. That is what it's all about for me with Joy of Business. Anyone can do business. I don't care who you are. Anyone can do business. Every single person has something to add to the business in whatever capacity that is. And how does it get any better? So congratulations, Miss Eva.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, thank you, Rachel. Thank you. It's always when I we are in business, doesn't matter how many years, how long we are in business, what we do, always is something new. Always we can choose something new. We can go to something new. Yeah. If until we are just looking for to be perfect, just at the beginning, to be perfect at the beginning of everything, we are just stopping ourselves. We are blocking ourselves. And if we just ask, what's the worst thing that can happen? Yeah. Is there something really terrible that can happen? Yeah. And we discover this, what's the worst thing that can happen? We find out that there's not such really bad thing that can happen. Yeah.
This is brilliant. I came on a train from, we were together in Rome for 5 or 6 days, and I came on a train from Rome to Turin. And what I was looking at in business, that we're always, it's like we're always looking at business from the point of view, win and lose, win and lose, win and lose, you know? And I was looking at this particularly in my own life when I had the point of view that I was going to lose something. And what we say in Joy of Business is there is no loss when you do business with consciousness. And what are you talking about, Rachel O'Brien? Business with consciousness is the willingness to receive everything and judge nothing and to choose no matter what. And what we're talking about here is when we talk about choice, we're choosing to be present with whatever it is that shows up. If you lose $1 million, so we're off. Are we off to our second break? We will talk more when we come back. Thank you for being here,
Eva. Okay, we'll talk later. Yeah.
Woo!
Whoa.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Access Joy of Business Radio Show on OM Times. My name is Rachel O'Brien. I'm a Joy Business Facilitator. And today I'm joined by the amazing, we've had some great insights today, Eva Fergian. And we're having our topic today is the power of question in business. And come on over and join us on OM Times so that you can actually, if you're at home listening to this show and you're done with getting up every morning, dragging yourself out of bed to do a job that you hate just because you have to have the money, or, you know, whatever conclusion that you've been given and brainwashed into, come on over here and open yourself up to the possibility to actually having more joy with business. And Eva, can you talk about, for you, what was business like before you got the tools of access? We use the tools of access so we can actually institute and create business with more ease, because business has done a lot from struggle and judgment. So what changed for you in your business and your life since using the Joy Business tool?
Yeah, I'm doing this business coaching and team building programs for 16 years. Yeah. And even if I'm almost all the time on my own, I was working in my partner's company and in my mom's company for part. So, but almost I'm on my own. I'm more or less all the time my own boss. And still, if I'm my own boss, I went into this trapness sometimes that I really don't like, that I was struggling with my business. I didn't want to do this or this or this. Yeah. And Access, I was discovering all the time more and more with many modalities, with many other approaches, with energy approaches. And what gave me the most Access consciousness is this, how much we are picking up things from all others. I was not aware of this. Yeah. How much we are picking up things from others. When we are in some environment that people are really, that don't like to go to work, don't hate their jobs, we are picking up their thoughts, their emotions, their feelings, and treat them like ours. It was for me this, I really needed pretty long time to become aware that it's not mine. If I wake up with this, oh shit, I don't want to wake up, I really now ask myself, is this mine? No, but I immediately know it's not mine. I'm just picking up from many people in my surrounding. And these questions, who does this belong to? Is it mine?
Belong to.
Just if you ask yourself, who does this belong to, for any heavy feelings, for any resistance, for any points of view that really don't make you happy, very soon you find out that you're picking up from all other around. And when you know it's not yours, you can just choose. Am I willing to let this go back to center with consciousness attached? Yes. And you can send back. It was for me really, before as a psychologist, coach, and learn so many things, this was for me really the most thing that I didn't believe that really works. It was for me, I was really, it took pretty long time that I really got this, how much we are picking from others. And then when I was observing myself when I began with this, is this mine? Is it truly mine? And sending this all back to sender, my world just shifted. It became so much easier. My business became easier. I was easier at my business. I was waking up with much more ease, because sometimes when I opened my eyes and I felt so heaviness, I asked myself, is this mine? No. And I sent it back, and yeah, I was much better. That's really one very powerful question of excess consciousness. Who does this belong to when you have heavy feelings, heavy emotions?
Yeah.
And when as we are talking about work and workplace, when you are in work environment that most of people are sad, unhappy, tensed, angry, you're picking up this. And for you, it's very crucial to ask yourself, is this mine? Otherwise, it's like you're just picking up from people, and if you go to some sad place, you became sad if you are not aware that it's not yours. So, but now, when knowing this question, you have choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Can I, before we move forward, can I come back to something you said, which I think is a huge, it's an absolute huge piece of information to have in your life. So what you've got to ask yourself is, do you actually enjoy doing nothing? So for me, I'm highly creative, and I actually got like really depressed after I had my third son, my third child, because I had this point of view that I had to stay at home and be a full-time mom. And I adore my kids. I just was never made to be at home, you know, changing nappies and cleaning and cooking all day. I made myself so wrong for that. I always loved being out in the workplace. For me, one of my natural abilities is to talk to people and to look after people in the workplace, to empower them, to give them questions. So one of the things you've got to look at is, are you one of the, because if you do like to do nothing, that's not right or not wrong. A lot of people, though, they actually love to create. They love to be doing projects or tasks. And for me, the more projects I have, the happier I am. So what I started to realize, and it did take a while, Eva, is what I became aware of is I was told, now you have three kids, you work part-time 2 days a week, and then you know, whatever, for all the other 176 hours at 5 days. And what I became aware of was that life that I'd been given as a template didn't actually work for me. But a lot of the time, particularly as a woman in business, and I know you've your girl, Ula, who I know really well, we actually have been made wrong for looking to actually create and be in the workplace and work as much as we do, because we work quite a bit. So if you're out there and you're listening, please don't make yourself wrong. If you actually require something that feeds you, that inspires you, that lights you up so that you can actually create. Because for me, if I'm not creating, I'm not a happy beaver. I'm a cranky, cranky, cranky Rachel. So please,
who does this belong?
Yeah, exactly, darling. So check this. Do you actually like to do nothing all day? Whereas for me, the more I have on in my day, the more inspired and excited I am about what we can create. And also find something that you love to do. Like Eva loves to put amazing systems and build programs to take into businesses. That wouldn't be my area. I can do it. My area would be talking to people. So it's different. Everyone likes to do different stuff. So sit down and make a list. What do I like to do? You know, I have a friend, she loves sending beautiful emails and making them all pretty. I'd rather stick pins in my eyes. I can give the information. So when we do business from what you love to do, then everyone is actually happy with their job. And the happier you are with your job and what you're being and doing, then the more creation occurs in your life. Isn't it, Eva?
Yeah. It's just when you're doing nothing and you feel frustrated, it's very crucial to ask yourself, who does this belong to? Is it truly mine? Yeah, because it's this society when we grow up that You need to work, otherwise you're not worthy. You're worth anything if you don't work, if you don't do. And many people go into pressure of themselves, to put a lot of pressure of themselves, just because they need to work, otherwise they feel worthless. They feel that they need to work to feel their worth, yeah? And that's really spread pattern in society that really leads to burnout, yeah? And stronger this pattern
is, more
possibilities to drive you towards burnout. If you cannot rest, if you're every time you take time for rest and doing nothing, if you go into frustration, but when you go to work, it makes you tired and it's not satisfying, it leads you slow to burnout. So it's very crucial to ask yourself when you take time for you to ask yourself, what's going on? Take time. What's going on if there's frustration? And observe this frustration. Who does this belong to?
Yes.
Is it mine? Can I really relax? What can I do for me, for myself now? And if you take this as really your job, that your job is to empower your life, that your core job, your main job, is to make your life happier, easier, what are you contributing then to world with this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Because if you are working and putting yourself under the pressure, what are you doing to the world? What are you doing to yourself?
Exactly.
If you're working, putting yourself under the pressure to be effective, and you're tired, you're exhausted, you're not serving others, you're not serving yourself, you're not serving your family, not to the world, yeah? What are you doing with this?
Absolutely.
Maybe you do way more, and you're much bigger contribution for yourself, for the world, and for all others when you take time for yourself, take good care of yourself, and take time that you're happy. And it's not one recipe what makes someone happy. For me, for example, it makes me really happy, really excited if I go kayaking, if I go snowboarding, if I go hiking to the nature, if I'm outside, yeah? That's what makes me happy. And sometimes I know I go snowboarding and in my computer or in my really business, I do nothing. But I do way more
for myself
and for the world, yeah?
We will talk about more about this when we come back. Enjoy the break, guys.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, 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 amazing people.
Hello.
Welcome back to Access. Hello, Eva. Welcome back to Joy of Business, Om Times Radio Show, where we are actually having fun and joy with business, believe it or not. So this show is all about change and creating change. This show is not for you if you're actually not interested in change. If you actually hate your business and if you're unhappy, if something's not working for you, what if by asking a question you could change all of that? Which ties in, Eva, with our topic for the show today, which is the power,
The power of a question. Yeah. And
so before
maybe.
Before we go on, can we talk to people about Access Joy Business Classes? My website is www.rachelobrien.org. What's your website where people can go and check you out?
And my website is coming soon. At the moment, it's not established yet. Well, I have one in Slovenian language, but it's just Slovenian. It's teambuilding.si, but it's just Slovenian. Yeah. Otherwise,
okay,
I'm building Otherwise, I'm building now. What?
People can find you on the Access Joy Business website.
People can find me on Access Joy Business website. Yeah. There's my profile.
I'm building my
page, Eva, EvaFERJAN.com. I'm building this new website just with all the, which includes all the Joy of Business classes, Business Done Different, Access Business and Money classes. So the classes that use really powerful Joy of Business tools and Access Consciousness tools.
Teambuilding.si
is not yet. It has not yet those classes on. And it's just in Slovenia.
Let's talk about it. We talked about something earlier on in the radio show where we talked about people, you know, being disempowered with their point of view, that they can't leave a job because of money is the one that I usually hear.
Yeah.
So this access, this one day Access Money and Business class, which both of us facilitate, my next one is in April in London, April 26th. Check out the website.
My next one, Business with Money, is in New Delhi in April 17th. Yeah?
Beautiful. Now, if you're out there like myself and you truly believe that you can't give up your job because of money, what you're actually saying to yourself is that I cannot create money in a way other than this revenue. And that is actually probably one of the, I would say, one of the most unkindest things that you can say to yourself, because what you're saying is I have no other way to create money. And this, the one day joy business, I know the two of us, my point of view is nobody has to have a money problem. Like, nobody. There are ways out there to make money. You do not have to stay in a job that you hate if you're willing to change it. You've got this work is not for you if you're not willing to change it. So this one day class actually gets you to see what your relationship is with money. And if you have a point of view, a scarcity point of view, that there's not enough, we invite you to look at actually what if money actually had your back? What if money is a contribution to your life? And what if you could actually invite money to your life and generate and create it in other ways? And this class, Eva, I'm not sure about you, this class continues to blow my mind every time I facilitate it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. The level of empowerment that people walk out of this. We just did one in Leon, my dear friend Lauren Marie, and people's eyes get happier. A friend of mine, Stephanie Meyer, who does a lot of classes, she gave up a job she hated and she's now working as a facilitator and making more money. So this, you, if you are looking to change something in your life, you've got to be willing to recognize what, you asked a question, which is brilliant, what's going on here when I believe that I can't actually leave this job? What's my underlying point of view about money? And guys, if you recognize that you have viewpoints which stop you from changing something, the awareness of that viewpoint will actually allow something greater to show up. Because a lot of us have these, we have these hidden point, a point of view is how you look at something. And if you look at something from a certain place, you can only see it from that place. So where we invite you to be, go bigger and be the observer and start to change your point of view. Einstein said, you know, the same, you cannot change something with the same level of consciousness. You've got to change how you're looking at something. So this class empowers you to actually choose, if you'd like to, a different point of view of money. And for me, I mean, we could not make this stuff up. I just looked at my business last night and my income is up again this month, and we're only into the, what is it, the 11th or the 12th of March. So, yeah, would you like to talk about your relationship with money and business? Money in particular, because it's a big one for people. It's one that sticks people a lot.
Yeah, maybe I wanted to add more to those classes. Just or Access Business and Money,
yeah,
or Business and Different are the classes that are not that we teach you something. You'd have to do this, like this, and this, and this. But we help you, we support you to discover what are your stuck points, what are your stuck areas in relationship to business, in relationship to money, and many, many other stuck points that keep you fixed in some place. So if you're asking for more in your life, if you're willing to choose that you're going further, that you're not willing to stay on this workplace where you're sad, unhappy, if you're choosing for more, we help you in those classes to get out of your stuckness and find what works for you, what possibilities are there for you that you haven't seen them yet. What are possibilities you can choose now? Because we just support you and we open you to your new possibilities. So you can, for sure, you can ask yourself a lot, you can facilitate yourself a lot, but still, if you're coming to class, you will discover more areas that you never thought about that are possible, that can be stuck points of your business or stuck points of your money. Yeah. And for me, just the last year, for sure, a lot has changed in that area. A lot has changed. I'm really, it's way, way, way more easier to choose for me. And just with those questions, I'm choosing for me. Is this choice going to contribute to me? Is it going to make my world bigger? Or is this choice going to make my world smaller? So, some investment, for example, I go to class and it costs 1,000 euros. Yeah. It's relative. So, and I ask myself, is this investment going to make my world bigger in the next 5 years? Or is this investment going to make my world smaller? If I go it's bigger, I go there. If it's smaller, I don't go. And it can be investment for 1,000 euros and it can be bigger. And maybe it can be investment just 50 euros, but I don't see here no expansion. I just see, okay, no, and then I don't choose. And it doesn't matter the number. It matters just what's the choice going to create in your life. And more you can follow
it's
this,
so funny.
Better world you can create for you and for all others. Yeah. Because when you're choosing for you, when you're choosing just for you, you contribute the most to you and to all the world. So when you're choosing for your happiness and your excitement, your well-being, you're contributing the most for the world. Yeah.
So yeah, Rachel, you've just opened up to one of my favorite questions, which is, what future will this choice create? And we talk about living in 10-second increments. And this is a tool that if you use this with business and with your living, wow, watch out. You will become so present and you will not go into, you know, operative states, old behaviors when it comes to business. Because a lot of the times we might have behaviors, well, I certainly did, I can only talk for me, that don't actually allow us to grow and expand and to be more. And when we look at, if I choose this 10-second increment, I have 10 seconds to live, what choice is going to create the future that I'm looking to have? You know what I mean? And this for me is, it's probably one of my favorite questions. Is this the future that I'm desiring to create? You know? And that takes you out of, I want to say it takes you out of like an automatic or an operative, an automatic state. And it allows you to actually get present with, what would I actually like to have as my future? And is this action, is this choice actually creating that future that I'm capable of having, or is it actually not? So what action can we take today to create the future that we truly desire? And then you will start to see that maybe there are behaviors or ideas or thoughts or viewpoints, opinions that don't allow you to have a future of ease. And remember, joy business, it's all about the change.
Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy your business.
Enjoy. Bye. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
Yay.